Spent the day down in Bath with a client wireframing up some of their key pages today. And it's an e-commerce site, and we were kind of looking at the kind of process of going and selecting your product. And they sell a huge number of products, and the choice is quite bewildering. One of the problems that we were worrying about was this idea of users getting overwhelmed. And so we got kind of into different ways of navigating. How could we do this? Because there's so many categories and so many subcategories and so many uber categories, and it was quite overwhelming and quite challenging. And so we ended up kind of getting more and more enthusiastic about different ways of doing things, and about how maybe we could use Ajax to allow you to filter down the queries and narrow down your search parameters and all the rest of it. And it was interesting, and we ended up building this very powerful application in our minds that would allow the user to do all kinds of really cool stuff in order to find the perfect product for them. The problem is we were over-engineering the solution, and it's something that's so easy to do, and I think so many of us fall into that trap. We want to use the cool latest thing. We want to design systems that are incredibly powerful. But with power comes complexity, and that can lead to confusion. Often the simplest solution is the best. It's an old adage, but we really do need to keep things simple. And I think this is particularly true on websites, and particularly true in this particular site's case, where users aren't buying huge numbers of items. So all you need to do is guide them down the process to the right item for them. And that doesn't need lots of fancy Ajax or solutions to get to it. It's very hard as a web designer to resist the urge to do what's cool and to do what's right instead. We want to make every project the sexy one, and a lot of website owners feel the same. They want their site to stand out. They want their site to be award-winning. They want their site to be different. But sometimes the simple solution is the best.